This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate legislative procedure will come to order, and the secretary will call the roll.
Senators Curd, Frerichs,
here.
Langer,
here.
Maher,
here.
Norstrup,
here.
Haverly,
here.
Greenfield,
here.
Lieutenant Governor Michaels.
Here.
There is a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Just very quickly, if you have a phone, please make sure that it's silenced or on vibrate. Over the past few days, we've contemplated the issue, as you guys, as you well know, as to how to deal with two separate groups of lobbyists, one, most of you, the white badges, if you will, two, the blue badges, those who are hired directly by our government. I believe it's safe to say that we've come to perhaps as quiet a conclusion as what we can, and I'm going to turn it over in a moment to Senator Curd. I would also remind this group, the people in the room, the people on this committee, that the Senate Legislative Procedure Committee can be reconvened at any time and take up any matters that we see fit. And the President Pro Tem also has some liberties to restrict access going forward. So, Senator Curd, you are hereby recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think the discussion we had, the ability to engage in the last time this committee met, allowed the airing of concerns not only from members of the Senate but also from our constituents, and the message that has been communicated about access in different environments and different opportunities given to both people festooned with a blue lobbyist badge and those that wear the white lobbyist badge. I think it gave us the opportunity to consider a lot of the value add that both entities give to the legislative process. And I believe it was also the appropriate format for some of the concerns that our colleagues have about the way that they are sometimes forced or given the opportunity, might be a more pleasant way to put it, to interact with lobbyists from the executive branch that are under employment. And for that reason, I think it was laudable for Senator Maher to bring the rule before, even though we took a lot of testimony on what might be thought of as a policy and not the rule that was in discussion. I think it was a vigorous hearing, and I appreciate the chair for granting the latitude for those opinions to be expressed. I believe that we've come to a reasonable decision, probably collectively as a committee at this point. I also believe that the opportunity for this issue to be addressed, should it need be, could rest solely at the discretion of the President Pro Tem should an issue be found that needed to be addressed in the future. I also believe that with the appropriate notification and mechanism, we could address it through a legislative procedures rule committee hearing if the need so arose at any point during the legislative session. And for that, that concludes my comments, and I wanted to again say thank you for allowing the vigorous discussion that occurred last week.
Thank you, Senator, and thank you to all of you who did choose to step up to the mic and air your concerns last week. With that, Senator Maher.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we move to table the proposed rule.
It's been moved and seconded that we table the proposed rules. Moved by Senator Maher, seconded by Senator Haverly. That is a non-debatable motion. All those in favor of the tabling motion will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Curd,
aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Langer,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Norstrup,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye. That motion has passed. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
Second.
Been moved by Senator Curd, seconded by Senator Langer to adjourn. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. We are adjourned.